Here's a question. Thinking of a local church, declaring where it stands in regard to doctrine and practice, is a statement of faith a hindrance or a help? Well, of course, there are those who have traditionally said, no, we don't want statements of faith because they, by their very nature, are limited. The only statement of faith which is comprehensive is the whole Bible. And so we hold up the Bible and say, this is our statement of faith. Well, that has its place, doesn't it? And that's, I think most people who have a statement of faith would say the same thing, that the statement of faith which they have prepared is a very imperfect and incomplete expression of what they believe. Nevertheless, as we noticed the other evening, the seven things mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4 are a kind of precis. There are seven points that every Christian agrees with. They're God's standard of orthodoxy. And so I think it's quite appropriate for us to at least have in our own hearts and minds, if not on paper, the essential issues, the essential doctrines that we hold to be dear. Because we should be able to explain to people when they say, where do you stand? What do you believe? It's the responsibility of the elders in the local assembly to make sure that every Christian in their local fellowship is able to explain to their friends and neighbors what they believe and why they believe it. So somehow that has to be more than, more focused, more of an outline form than just saying, well, actually, I believe the whole Bible. That's not entirely helpful, is it? So there needs to be some way that we can have in our minds a manageable way of communicating what we believe, as Peter said. And that's the responsibility of the elders to provide that. So a statement of faith, if there is such a thing, would have to somehow explain that this is only a very partial and incomplete list of the doctrines of the Bible. We take the Bible, the whole Bible is the Word of God. These are some of the important points that we believe from the Word of God. And I think that's quite appropriate. We do that every time we hand out a gospel tract, don't we? The gospel tract, hopefully, is an explanation of what we believe regarding the doctrines of salvation. We talk about heaven, hell, the blood of Christ, man's sin, his need of salvation, and what happens if he doesn't trust Christ. That's a kind of statement of faith, isn't it? And so it's not inappropriate for us to put on paper the essential things we believe, but we confess that the only true, complete, and thorough statement of faith is the Word of God.